Report, Joe Biden to pay foreign countries to control inflow of illegal immigration to U.S. by John Binder on November 2, 2023. President Joe Biden is reportedly set to unveil a plan that would pay foreign countries with American tax dollars to control the inflow of illegal immigration to the United States. Biden, on Friday, will meet with leaders from several North and South American countries to lay out a plan to finance economic projects in the region, which, in return, the White House hopes will help manage illegal immigration to the U.S. The hope is to expand economic prospects in the Western Hemisphere so migrants do not head to the United States, Reuters reports. The United States is working with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, which promotes economic development in Latin America and the Caribbean, to create a new financing platform that will serve middle and higher income countries, the official said, requesting anonymity to share details on the forthcoming announcements. The United States will also work to expand its contributions to the bank, one of the officials said. Emphasis added. Clean energy, semiconductors and medical supplies were areas where the region could compete globally, one of the officials said, adding that increased cooperation efforts could also help Latin America bolster work in space, an area where it has lagged. Emphasis added. The plan comes as an estimated 6 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been welcomed into American communities since Biden took office in late January 2021, including nearly 2 million known so-called gotaways, those illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border. Exclusive, 2,000 migrants cross into Texas border by early afternoon, at least 1,500 more expected. Already, though, American taxpayers are forced to subsidize billions in projects and foreign aid around the world, supported by both Republicans and Democrats. Much of the money ends up in the hands of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on global instability to stay afloat. For instance, in 2022, the federal government provided Mexico with more than $230 million in foreign aid. Likewise, among the countries of the leaders with whom Biden will meet, Barbados, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Panama, Peru, and Uruguay. The federal government has sent more than $1.4 billion in foreign aid in 2022 alone. Such a flood of foreign aid has done little to cut illegal immigration to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.